when you look at the last couple of weeks, what do you see that's either gone wrong or has to go better in this whole running game?
We just got to tighten up. You got to make plays. We got to come off the ball. We got to be aggressive, and we got to get on our blocks and sustain our blocks.
Are the backs getting a chance to get going? Are they getting a chance?
What do you mean?
Well, are they getting a chance to run with the ball, or to get something going on there? The offensive line clearing the way for them to at least get started?
That's our job, to get the back started, and and it's, they're out to hit the holes, and we got to be on the same page with that kind of stuff, though. We got to do our part, and everybody pretty much has to do their part.
What have the meetings been like for you guys this week, just as you break down what you've done so far?
Just seeing where we fell short on some things, and seeing the little things we can do better that can make a big difference and really, have this thing take off.
And why do you think some of these issues are still fixable?
Just because they're little things. They're, maybe a little short on the attack point, maybe, didn't finish as hard, or, it's little stuff, and, it's stuff that we see and we can fix, so.
How do you think you played in your debut?
I think I played all right, definitely. Definitely could play better, but, the first game, I think it was all right.
Yeah. And, with you guys being, for the most part, really young, what are some of the issues, and how do you develop that chemistry that you guys need?
That's the practice aspect, just, going out and practice every day and, working on that and just working on, getting better every day.
Where do you think that chemistry level is right now?
I think it's definitely up there. I think, each practice is, you're getting a little tighter, you're getting, getting more in line together, and, everybody's just working together. That's always getting improving. So.
We hear so much about the noise level in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Typically, I think a lot of people assume it affects the quarterback and the receivers most. How does it affect the offensive line?
Just communication. Just you need to communicate your calls, and that's just something. This week we've been simulating, and we're going to be prepared to handle that kind of noise.
To change anything, just kind of the prep for a Monday night game.
Just everything's on a different day. We kind of move things back a day as far as how we approach the week. And other than that, it's the same to go around.
What was the noise level like here? Obviously everybody was quiet when you guys were on the field.
Oh man, but when D was out there, the crowd was up, and the fans were loud, and we definitely appreciate that, and we take that as the fans are behind us. So.